This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners who wrote, who listened to the previous show where we were talking about prescription take back, had said, I echo what you're seeing. He had yellow, green nasal discharge, and the doctor over the phone would not give him an antibiotic. He says, getting antibiotics are almost impossible these days. Why is that? So yellow and green nasal discharge, it's very interesting. Somehow in the 1980s, somebody decided to say that if you had yellow or green nasal discharge, it was only bacteria. That you would have had a sinus infection if you had yellow and green discharge, but it had to be have been treated with an antibiotic. It couldn't be an infection of anything else. And they're half right, half wrong. Allergies is usually clear. If you're sneezing and you have, you know, some itchy eyes and your nose is pretty clear, that's usually allergies. That's histamine. But if you have a viral sinus infection or a bacterial sinus infection and you have leukocytes trying to kill the virus or bacteria, you can get changes in your boogers. And so a sinus infection doesn't mean bacteria. A sinus infection means an infection of the sinuses. It could be viral, it could be bacterial, or it could be fungal. Now, I've had a sinus infection. And I've had what was thought to be a bacterial sinus infection. And I got to tell you, man, those antibiotics were a lifesaver. And let's say I was wrong and it was viral. The antibiotics made me feel better. So if I get a sinus infection, I ask for an antibiotic. I'm not always going to get it, though. And the reason why is we've had so much overprescribing with antibiotics that they've asked us doctors to not do that. If somebody starts sneezing and coughing in the last couple days, how do we know it's not COVID? How do we know it's not a virus? A true bacterial sinus infection is less common than a viral sinus infection. Same thing with bronchitis. We in the 90s were treating people with Z-Packs all the time for bronchitis until public officials said, will you stop? 97% of bronchitises are viral, even with the green sputum, because you have a virus and the body is trying to get rid of that yellowish using the lymphocytes. So many of you now don't have a regular doctor, so you call a telemedicine platform, you ask for an antibiotic, and they go, no, sorry, it's viral, I can't give it to you. So people panic, and they're like, you know what, if I do get an antibiotic, I'm going to flip and save that like it's gold. And the average person is saving and hoarding medications. And so it's tricky. It's something we doctors knew would happen. It's just, unfortunately, we've over-treated. I can't tell you how many times people have called online saying they have strep throat. I see a doctor give them strep medication only for them a week later to say, I tested positive for COVID and I'm still sick. And you're like, you should have never taken that antibiotic. It wasn't strep. I'm even looking at the picture. It didn't look like strep. But people wanted to feel better with an antibiotic. And if anybody tells me that they felt better with COVID taking an antibiotic, they're not lying. Even though studies have shown that the antibiotic doesn't help, a lot of people said they felt better. I believe them. I don't know if it's an anti-inflammatory component to it. I don't know if the antibiotic helps the immune system a certain way. But I can't tell you how many people got over their sinus infection, their bronchitis, their non-UTI, but felt like a UTI because they took an antibiotic and felt better. So when people are feeling better taking antibiotics, they think they have a bacterial infection. The problem is it's unfortunately breeding more antibiotic resistance. When you tell a person that, they don't care. They're not really worried about the next person or their children's generation, that the antibiotics might not work. They think we'll just come up with something else. And in their defense, when they're feeling like crap, I get that. For any of you that have had a sinus infection, it feels like there's a knife in your face. I get why they're like, you know what? Yeah. I rarely take antibiotics. Let me take it for this time around. So we have a problem because we do have antibiotics getting less effective. When people tell me, don't give me a Z-Pak because it doesn't do anything, it's like drinking water, that's a shame because Z-Paks are powerful antibiotics. They used to be able to cure, and I still think they do, in some community-acquired pneumonia. Bad Z-Pak. But now, because people have been taking so much of it, doesn't help for some of them. We're having resistance with gonorrhea to the medication. So, you know, if just because you have green and nasal discharge doesn't necessarily mean you have a bacterial infection. What I suggest you do, if you are prone to bacterial sinus infections or strep sore throats, is find a regular doctor. Medical provider, or even in your nose and throat, and explain to them, look, when I get these, you can culture me. I could prove to you it's strep, but the problem I have is when I go over the phone, they say, look, we can't necessarily give you an antibiotic for this because it doesn't sound bacterial. Now, and then what do I do? What if you're, you know, 3 weeks out in terms of having an appointment? But you got to come up with a plan with your regular provider. Or if you are getting those frequent infections, see an ear, nose, and throat doctor. Maybe we could slow down the infections with controlling your allergies. We are going to see a lot of sinus infections this spring because of allergies. A lot of flowers are in bloom. A lot of pollen. We had a very wet winter in most parts of the United States. So many of you are going to start feeling pressure in your sinuses. It doesn't necessarily mean it's bacterial, but maybe headed off at the pass with treating those allergies. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So while everybody is searching for former President Trump's mugshot, and they're worried if Meghan Markle is, not going to the coronation of Prince Charles, some of us are kind of watching what's going on with China, and it looks like war is going to start soon, and that frightens the hell out of me, because we will protect Taiwan at great lengths, and if China does invade Taiwan, we are then at war with China, something that we have wanted to avoid for a very long time. And when Putin was starting to bring his military to the border of Ukraine and doing exercises. We were like, guys, something's about to go down. No. It's just the media over-sensationalizing. Nobody's going to believe it. Putin's not going to. There's not a war now. There hasn't been a major war since the 90s and all this other BS stuff that people were saying. We're like, I don't know. Something's about to go down. Well, it did. Putin invaded Ukraine. Now we're being told that Xi Jinping has called on China's armed forces to strengthen their military training oriented towards actual combat. They've had multiple drills trying to intimidate Taiwan. And the state media reported that China's president had told the People's Liberation Army's Southern Theater Command Navy the military must resolutely defend China's territorial sovereignty and maritime interests, and strive to protect overall peripheral stability. That includes us in the U.S. So one day after the simulated precision strikes, Taiwan's foreign minister, Joseph Wu, told CNN that China appears to be trying to get ready to launch a war against Taiwan. We know tensions are rising. The U.S. and the Philippines have been holding joint military drills this week. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said they are standing with the Philippines against any intimidation or coercion, including in the South China Sea. So, if you remember, Beijing looks at Taiwan as an extension of the mainland, not recognizing the administration set up by the fleeing KMT government after the Chinese Civil War in 1949. China claimed sovereignty almost all of the entire South China Sea. So in response to drills, Wu has stressed Taiwan was also taking measures to build up the island defenses, saying Chinese leaders will think twice before they decide to use force against Taiwan. So the island has been populated, according to Daily Mail, by Malayo-Polynesian peoples for centuries. Europeans built bases on the islands until Chinese Ming loyalists drove out the Dutch in 1662. By 1865, the island had become a province of the Qing Empire. China went into a civil war in 1927 and 1949 between the Nationalist KMT Party and the CCP, who's in power today. The Civil War was caused by a number of factors: widespread poverty, slow economic development. After World War II, Britain and the U.S. offered support to the KMT to fight Japan and restore stability. Russia allied more with the CCP, though, and was hoping, I guess, to solve China's problems through socialism. Ultimately, the nationalist government was forced out, relocated to Taiwan, along with 1.2 million people from China. China, though, has always laid claim to the island and the waters through its One China policy. The Republic of China government in Taiwan maintains that it's sovereign. So as Taiwan has been saying, but we're independent, this has angered China, and China wants to put an end to this. And it seems like this might be the year in which they do that. We, however, as Americans, said we are going to defend Taiwan's sovereignty. And so China and the U.S. have been stepping up military exercises. The U.S. has put on a show of force. They sent 17,600 troops to the South China Sea with the Philippines. The drills have been kind of a very common routine thing that they've been doing. But there have been simulations by the People's Liberation Army around Taiwan with warships, fighter jets going into their space. There's even been nuclear-capable H-6 bombers. So Japan is also responding to the drills, getting their jets ready. Okay, this is something we don't flip and need right now. Now, other countries obviously want to de-escalate, and as I said early on, I go, you know, Putin and Ukraine could be the start of World War III, where Putin is trying to be Germany in this new encore presentation, and China would then be Japan. And it looks like if you read the history books, if China was going to find a time to strike, now's the time to do it. And it's frightening. This is not something we need right now. So China, if they do feel that something's going to be difficult, they're going to try to do it when they think people are exhausted from a money standpoint, exhausted from a COVID standpoint, exhausted from a leadership standpoint. And I believe they've been waiting for the distraction of Putin and Ukraine, or the sentiment, especially in America, to become more isolationist. Right as people are saying, look, you know, we're dumping a lot of money in Ukraine, is it worth it? Right as people are starting to second guess America's resolve to protect Ukraine, which I think has been important to stave off World War III, I've also been fearing that we just kicked the can down the road, and maybe we should have kind of cut the head off the snake early on, because here we are a year into it, billions of dollars later, and we still haven't, you know, put an end to this. So China may be looking at America being a little weakened monetarily, weakened from a leadership standpoint, and weakened from a voter sentiment. And they might say, you know what, all right, now's the time. And it's a little nerve-wracking. And so, you know, we are not ready. And, you know, ready militarily, we might be. We have the best military on the planet, in the universe. But where's all our medicines coming from? China. Where's a lot of our tech and electronics and other things we need? China. So us going to war with China starts to really limit our access to goods and supplies. And then, again, inflation rises. It's going to be a mess and a half. Not to mention, we could be losing lives of our military, who have been, you know, already, you know, weakened in terms of, you know, them having, you know, a say in terms of vaccines and in terms of, you know, training, and it's their, you know, they haven't been able to show their I'm trying to find the right word for this. We've beaten down on our military when we should have lifted them up. We should have respected their choices, and we should have been concentrating more on getting them ready than a lot of the more progressive type stuff and vaccine programs. And here we are now facing two major threats. And this, if we do go to war with China, it is going to completely bring in the world. Absolutely. Well, and with NATO. You mess with one, you mess with all. So Europe knows they're going to war with China if this happens. And Putin's probably waiting for that. Putin's like, you know what, China, you need to do your thing so that I can regroup. There's been intelligence leaks now where Russia, China could see what America is doing as it pertains to Ukraine, as it pertains to our spies, as it pertains to ISIS. And it stinks because the time to strike is now, and they're probably going to do it. But no one's talking about that. Everybody's worried about Meghan Markle and the coronation, and they're worried about, oh, can Trump be reelected? And, that, you know, this isn't cool. And so, you know, take a look at your medications. Take a look at some of the things you have in your house. 99% of them are made in China. Our COVID tests, for crying out loud, were Chinese. The COVID tests originally. Now, luckily then, the U.S. government got them from South Korea. But, I mean, we rely on China for so much. It's going to be a problem when we go to war with them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The Labor Department's top gauge of inflation is slowing down in the long run. The Consumer Price Index rose by 5% from last March to last month. February's year-over-year rise was 6%. President Biden's praising the progress in Northern Ireland, 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement that ended most of the violence between Catholics and Protestants.
But I believe democratic institutions established through the Good Friday Agreement remain critical to the future of Northern Ireland.
A massive fire at a plastic recycling facility in the town of Richmond, Indiana, continues to burn and produce a plume of smoke so large it's showing up on weather radar. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says he's thinking about running for president and has formed an exploratory committee. If he runs, Scott would be the second South Carolina Republican to do so, after former Governor Nikki Haley. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, before COVID, if you remember, much of the headlines were about vaping. How we had a vaping pandemic. And people were vaping who never even would have started smoking. And vaping was supposed to be the way to get off smoking, and then people got addicted to vaping. I never thought that vaping would be an adequate way to get people off smoking because you're still taking in nicotine. And in fact, a cooler, easier way to do it. So I always thought that vaping would be overcome. But what really ticked me off about the whole vaping issue is young kids who never would have put a cigarette to their mouth had something new and cool. And these kids got each other to become addicted to nicotine based on vaping. Well, some public officials felt it was also the company who made some of the most popular mechanisms of vaping, such as Juul. And Juul has been sued in multiple states over claims that they got children hooked on e-cigs. So they have agreed to pay nearly $500 million to settle these suits from six U.S. states because of the allegations that they marketed to minors. The San Francisco-based company is going to pay $462 million to California, Colorado, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Mexico, New York, and D.C. It is not admitting wrongdoing. But with the deal, it will have settled with 47 states and territories for more than $1 billion. That's because this is on top of other deals they've had to make. But they're not done with all the legal battles. This won't completely get them out of the courtroom. They're still facing lawsuits or investigations in Minnesota, Florida, Michigan, Maine, and Alaska. In addition to these settlements, the company agreed to pay $1.7 billion to settle thousands of lawsuits by local government entities and individual consumers in recent years. So the firm blew up overnight by the 2010s. And when somebody would say, I vape, or they would almost use the term Juul. Just like Kleenex, when they say, I need a Kleenex. Kleenex is a brand. It's called a tissue, but we call it Kleenex. Well, so we do that sometimes. And so people are like, I need a Juul. Vaping. And it's slowly starting to be phased out as the go-to for vaping, but a lot of people love their Juuls. And they had multiple flavors, and now it's being blamed, or it has been blamed now, for the surging nicotine use in kids. So, with the seven state attorney generals, this settlement has been made, and Juul said, this settlement represents another critical part in our ongoing commitment to resolve issues from the company's past. They have been under a lot of fire. They rose to prominence from 2015 to 2018 with its flavored nicotine devices. Its valuation reached $15 billion in 2018. But in 2019, Congress launched an investigation into their business practices, alleging that they marketed to minors. Juul, apparently, according to Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, an Illinois Democrat, said Juul appears to be violating FDA regulations against making unapproved express and implied claims that its products help users stop smoking cigarettes and is safer than cigarettes. Now, I've had a very big issue with anybody saying vaping is safer. It might initially be safer than some of the tobacco elements that you're getting in, but when somebody is vaping to a degree even more than smoking, and you're getting chemicals, you're getting metals from the heating coil, and chemicals such as the flavorings in your lungs. Food flavorings have no business to be inhaled. Food flavorings, you know, might go into the stomach, and already we're looking at some of those risks of food additives. You're now putting it in your precious lung linings. So I don't think vaping is safe. We found links to heart disease and stroke and lung dysfunction. So we just don't. You just don't mess around with lungs. Just don't. So Juul has pulled most of its flavors from the market, has halted much of its advertising, and now they're facing lawsuits. So is this a witch hunt? Is really Juul to blame? Well, I haven't seen the emails. Apparently, allegedly, there were emails, they said, where the company, you know, marketers were like, well, you know, we got to, you know, include the youth. We have to. You know, I don't know what proof is out there. And I'm of the thinking that, you know, you advertise a product that is like cigarettes and has tastes that appeal to those of us from the Jolly Rancher days, it's a no-duh that kids are going to get involved. But was there malicious advertising being done? And if there was anything among the troves of emails or communication saying, the teen purchasing is up in areas where it's not illegal or whatever, and that could be used against them as, look, you knew gosh darn well kids were getting... hooked on this stuff. You know, I'm mixed. I don't think any company should be advertising to kids. I don't think any kids should be vaping. I don't think there should be anything that a child or an adult should be exposed to that could cause harm. But I also want to make sure what's happening with Juul isn't what's been happening to our pharmacy chains and the opioids. They've been getting sued for dispensing the opioids that they were required by law to dispense per doctor prescription. So they were damned if they do, damned if they don't. I want to make sure Juul isn't dealing with this sort of situation. If Juul said, look, hey guys, you know, we could sell to kids, make a lot of money, they're in trouble. That's a slam dunk. But if they made a product that had flavors, and lo and behold, kids got into it, you know, is that really all their fault? So if there's proof that they marketed to teenagers, it's a slam dunk. And they can't be doing that. And it's a lesson to everybody else. But we have apparently 2.6 million children hooked on e-cigs that we know of. And they smoke in class. There's vaporless vape mechanisms. They smoke in the bathroom before you could tell. And that tobacco would stink. That smoke, you could tell, you know, two rooms down if somebody was smoking. Now with vaping, it's so much more discreet. And then we're also not talking about the population who really wants to vape. Those people that quit smoking and started gaining weight want to go back to losing weight. And they were using cigarettes to curb their appetite. And they've been using these vape pens. Why do you think energy drinks are so popular? When people get hungry, they'll hit the energy drink so they don't eat. And it gives them energy. Now, is anybody going to be suing the energy drinks? You know, if a child has a heart murmur or goes into a cardiac arrhythmia? You know, so it's, you know, all these things can be bad. And it's you know, when do we take responsibility? What about parents? When do parents take responsibility? If your kid is vaping, that's on you, too. You should flip and know what your child's doing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Juul. Juul still, you know, they made a lot of money. They're still selling their products. Their products are being sold. They'll make up this money back. No one's worried or crying a river for Juul. But it does look like we are putting a lot of blame on them. And I'd like to see a little bit more responsibility from kids. I mean, kids knew vaping was bad because they knew smoking was bad. I mean, we got a lot of education out there saying, hey, guys, this stuff is not safe. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Chimeric antigen T-cell therapy, or CAR T-cell therapy, is a unique, personalized approach that harnesses a patient's own T-cells and genetically engineers them to recognize and attack cancer. Among patients with large B-cell lymphoma, or LBCL, it's making a difference in this difficult-to-treat blood cancer. Dr. Manali Kamdar is an associate professor of medicine and clinical director of lymphoma services at the University of Colorado Hospital.
The safety profile and effectiveness seen with CAR T-cell therapy reinforces use among appropriate large B-cell lymphoma patients. Advances in treatment have created a shift in the nearly 30-year standard practice, increasing the potential of long-term remission for more patients.
Patients treated with CAR T-cell therapy may experience serious side effects, including cytokine release syndrome and neurotoxicity, which can happen in the first few days to several weeks after infusion. Talk to a doctor to see if CAR T-cell therapy is right for you. For more information, visit bms.com/celltherapyinfo. Sponsored by Bristol Myers Squibb.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of us have been wondering what happened to the remaining survivors of the quote-unquote Tummy Tuck 4. They were the two of the individuals who survived going to Mexico for an alleged tummy tuck when they were in the crossfire of some drug gangs. Well, apparently there was an interview on CNN where Latavia known as Tay McGee, and her friend Eric Williams, who survived after being in captivity for 4 days, had spoken to, I believe, CNN, Anderson Cooper, telling them about their ordeal. Williams is in a wheelchair with his foot still, I guess, braced up, maybe even in the cast. So in this interview, they say the cartel mistook them for Haitian drug smugglers. And once they realized their mistake, they let two of the two survivors go. In an interview with Anderson Cooper, McGee and Williams said that their kidnappers tried to force them into having sex with each other. And he said, they tried to make us have sex with each other, but we told them we were brother and sister and she was pregnant. That's disgusting to make, and unfortunately, captors will have very, very disgusting asks. And so they were able to get out of that, saying they were brother and sister and she was pregnant. They were moved between multiple cartel safe houses, and they had to hide under their friends' dead bodies while in transit. After several days, a video of the moment the group were kidnapped started to spread. McGee said the kidnappers showed them the footage, and that is when they realized they had taken four innocent Americans. Man. He said, there's nothing we can do to bring your two brothers back, but we're sorry. Somebody made the wrong call. He was high and drunk, and I am from America, too. He said, I am fighting with my boss for him to give you up, and that once he let us go, he'd have to leave, too, because they would kill him. So they drove all night in a car. This was the quote they said from their captor. Now, they drove all night in a car beneath their friends' bodies, waiting to be rescued. They kept asking us questions, and our answers never changed. They said, we're going to get you some help. The group had traveled, the Tummy Tuck Four had traveled to Matamoros for an Tummy Tuck. They had driven from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for days to get there. McGee had said they didn't deserve being murdered. None of us deserved it, but we're alive and we have a lot of recovering to do. Now, the State Department has urged that Americans use caution when traveling to Mexico. Many states within Mexico still have do not travel advisories. But, you know, this was something that was, and there are still Americans, by the way, that have crossed into Mexico or possibly abducted that we still haven't heard from. And, I mean, it is going to be up to our government to bring the rein and get them back. Unfortunately, we aren't hearing much about it. We're hearing, you know, fortunately that you know, two were able to come back and from their trip leaving Myrtle Beach going to Matamoros. But, unfortunately, you know, two of their friends died because they were thought to be drug smugglers. It's a shame. It's tragic. Thank God they came back. It is a very interesting perspective to hear that there was remorse by their captors, and one thought that he was going to be killed for trying to get them to go home. And, you know, one thing that I don't think a lot of people realize, and it's because we watch so much TV, some, you know, movies, and we come up with our own ideas, is there are many individuals involved in these circuits that never wanted to be. You know, we think the average gang member, the average cartel member, is somebody who within, you know, since diapers, wanted to be a murderer, wanted to be a drug smuggler, wanted to be in crime. They don't. Many individuals that get caught in these get drawn in. Either they have something the cartel wants, and then the cartel holds something over them. Or they were in a bad place and needed money, somebody helped them, and then now, once they realize where that money came from, and because they could talk, they're now in it for good. As I said, people coming across the border that might be involved in the cartel, they may have completely empty rap sheets, no crime history at all, because they're innocent and the cartel has their family hostage. maybe not necessarily within a safe house, but knows exactly where the family lives and says, we will get them if you don't do what we say. Same thing can happen with the Taliban, with some of the Afghan refugees and evacuees that we have. Okay, we'll let you go. You go. You say you're a refugee. You say you're innocent. And you get to America, but when you're in, you do everything we tell you because we have your family at gunpoint. And it's scary. And so, people always ask, you know, what is the best thing to do if you are abducted? What is, you know, and the answer everybody will always give is stay alive. Just stay alive. Yeah, if you can get the hell out of there, that's great. If you can, but make the moves that allow you to stay alive. And, you know, some of that may even be, you know, trying to appeal to your captor and hoping that you know, they have a innocent streak or can hope that they have ethics. And you'll have some individuals who, if they think they're dead man walking anyway, you know, they might not. You know, we have people with a death wish that we've seen that unfortunately do these mass shootings. But you have others that say, you know what? If this is my end, I still want a chance to go to heaven. And I'm not going to take anybody with me. I'm going to, you know, do what I can and have my last moments on earth doing something selfless. And so I'm not saying always talk to the captors. You know, lay low. Just try and stay alive. But, you know, some of them might actually be, you know, individuals that don't want to be holding you captive. You know, that realize what they're doing is wrong. But it's just a shame that this happened. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, we've traveled to Mexico. I have a much more personal issue with Mexico when a friend of mine wanted me to go with her on a cruise, on a Carnival cruise to Cabo. And my son had been born. He was about 1 year old. And she said, Dahlia, you need a break. Come with me. Her husband and her son were going also. And she's like, look, just come with me. You need a break. Let's do this. And I decided I just couldn't do it because of work, and I really didn't want to leave my one-year-old. I wasn't ready to go out of the country for that. And I love Mexico. You know, I speak Spanish. I'm just not feeling it. You know, you guys go have a good time. I'll see you when you get back. Well, I get a call from her husband saying she never made it back on the boat after going on a shopping trip in Cabo when they landed with the boat, and apparently she was abducted. And she was Mexican-American, knew the language, knew, you know, understood the nuances and how to be careful. But unfortunately, they did abduct her. FBI needed to know, her blood type, if we had it, and they never found her. And it's a shame. You don't want to think that things like this happen when you go to a place as Americanized and as touristy as Cabo. And I mean, she wasn't one to, I'm going to kind of hike off the beaten path. She just got off the boat and went shopping. But sadly, these things can happen in broad daylight in a busy intersection. 1-877-DOCDALI.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.